listening to The Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man.
Behind the Eight Ball. That's where I've been.
Hola, hola, muchachos, my friends. November 13th, Friday the 13th, and we got a great show coming your way here. We got Armand, Nick, Chris, and before we get to those guys, I want to remind you guys, hey, we got a new sponsor here. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/Ocho Man. Over 180,000 titles to choose from your iPhones, Androids, Kindle, and MP3 players. How about that, guys?
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Well, that sounds really good.
As long as we're on there.
audibletrial.com/Ocho Man.
Yep.
I'd like to slash Ocho Man.
You're just pissed because I did this 5-day fasting, my friend.
I still don't believe it. I think you were sneaking donuts at 2 in the
Are
morning.
Are you serious?
I swear to God, fellas, it was the toughest thing I ever did. The Sunday, I started on a Sunday so I'd be good for the show and tell you guys the recap on how this whole thing went. But Sunday, I started. Sunday had to be one of the roughest goddamn days of my life because I'm watching football.
What do you typically eat while you watch football?
Oh, my God. I love pizza during a football game, man. I mean, there's no substitute for son of a bitch little prick that Papa John, he's got this thing leaning at my face. I tried.
He's all over you all the time.
He follows you around.
And here's how it goes.
Yeah, he's mesmerized.
Food. Fantasy football. That's it. And you're getting fucked. All those F's. All those F's are concluded all into one in Sunday. Football, fantasy, food, and getting fucked.
Well, what's the fantasy? What is that?
The fantasy sports.
Well, they're putting it into that too.
Duel or fan duel, and you see
it's all over for that. So
I wouldn't
play. Are you?
What are you saying? They could be our sponsor, dumbass.
Yeah, but get used to that. No, the government's going after them.
All right, they could still be. We love you guys. Yeah. If you're,
I love them too. But I hate the government. I love fantasy football.
Right. You've always said that. But after day one.
They're putting the tethers on.
All right,
right
got a whole hold.
Well, that's a good story.
All right,
it's a better story than your stupid fast.
Yeah, really.
I want to hear about this.
Congratulations, you did a good job. Who cares? Let's move on.
You wearing a Mizzou shirt? You know where I'm going to go.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead. All right.
Hang on to that Mizzou theory.
All right,
too.
More fast. Okay, please tell us. We're on Sunday. We've got 4 days to go.
And I'm thinking, how the hell am I going to do this? Second day, it got a little bit better, but I'm starting to really be pissed off at life right now. Third day, I became depressed and tired. Fourth day, I just wanted to sleep and did not want to talk to anyone. Fifth day, the countdown. And
today's the sixth day, and you're a crashing bore.
And I'll tell you another thing about the when I ate. I only ate like half a plate, and I couldn't eat anymore. It was amazing.
How's your turd after you didn't eat?
It was all water.
What consistency? Yeah, a little greasy.
Oh, boy. It wasn't greasy, it was all water.
Didn't you drink water or anything?
Oh, I had to drink water.
You drink some water,
Nick,
yeah?
Yeah, it was water and coffee.
He's not Gandhi. Of course, he's going to have some water.
Well, coffee can suppress your appetite.
That was really helping a lot.
Yeah.
But again, that gave you jittery motion, too, to where you were bouncing around.
You feel a little dizzy sometimes?
No energy drinks?
Oh, God. I didn't even want to talk to my wife. And this is how fucked up my wife is. She gets me to, hey, the five-year-old's hungry. Go feed the five-year-old. And I got
go to the kitchen,
and she goes, why are you torturing all of us with your 5-day?
She's right.
So I'm sitting there. I'm feeding this kid spaghetti and stuff, and that's one of my favorite shit, too, man. Son of a bitch.
Well, now, as we were discussing before the show, though, I mean, this is not just a 5-day hiatus. This is the new Ocho Man.
I really want to pursue this.
Yeah, salutary Ocho
and,
Man.
I want to be like a low carb diet. And 1 day a week, my man here, Armand, he fasts 1 day a week. And I think that's not a problem with me anymore. I could definitely do that. 5 days was
So you're going to get down to what, 180?
I want to get down to 195. Our GM, GM Coop, said by May, I want to see you down to 190, 200, and I said, I'm down with that, man.
Is there some sort of financial fiduciary?
No, man. It's about keeping our health, and it's only 3 pounds a week.
So it's a healthy thing, not a political thing? Like,
no, not the. You know what? I'd like to sit down with that guy.
I didn't think you'd go on that.
We're gonna get to that now. All right, now let's discuss Mizzou here.
But that's what my 5-day fast.
So the fast was not a protest against Missouri.
The only protest was against cancer. That's in your system.
Well put, man.
Well, it's in your system that you could fight cancer off doing
about
this 5-day fast. So, in any case, I did it. I'm very happy.
Do you know what the theory is there? Now, I'm not sure about that.
I
have to read on that.
Our GM got us on.
Apparently, these cancer cells are motile, so which means they move.
Okay.
And but apparently, by fasting, you get them to move into the bloodstream, and you piss them out or whatever. They get metabolized.
Yeah, it's unbelievable
they detach
because
from where they are.
Can't grab the glucose, right?
Right. What helps them to, I guess, to attach to some place into themselves and start the tumor is the glucose, which is sugar.
I swear to God, I could not even do this without my partner.
I guess he did it too?
He was in it for 3 days, but his system really was getting to a point to where it was – the levels were going too high on
toxic.
One side,
uh-huh.
and we can't go that right. And the guy was still going to do it, and I said, "Dude, you got to get off. You got to get off."
Happening to him?
He checks the blood for that glucose or whatever it's called.
Glucose. Yeah, was it hypoglycemic?
And this thing is supposed to. You're not supposed to take it over 6, and this thing was going. His was at 6.6, man. And it's like you're supposed to keep that under 6.
I'm wondering what that is.
Yeah.
Renal enzyme or something?
I don't know. Right. I don't know. In any case, I like to give a shout out to all the guys, all the people out there that were Facebooking me, helping me out, and my partner, Jeff Cooper, who was there for me, too.
I guess we don't include your wife among that.
Oh, fuck. She didn't encourage
that contingent,
me at all.
No. She's on the other side.
Oh,
did you unfriend her on Facebook?
She has never been my friend.
They were trying to persuade me to refriend Ocho Man,
but
I don't want to do it.
I am wearing a Mizzou shirt
today,
and this
hypocrisy.
Is probably half of my wardrobe is Missouri. And you know what? I look at both sides here. I can see both sides. But you know what? We do not need racism in our schools either. But my point was we don't need to get rid of a president that is the one being crucified for this, too. But in any case, guys, what's your take on this, Nick? I'm sure you got a take on this.
You know, it might surprise you, my take. You cannot make people get along. You cannot force anti-hate into people. Look, you can make it a policy and stuff, but you cannot force people to like each other, to love each other. And you can't tell people, you know, they're wrong. You can't be illegal. You know what I'm saying? I think we're moving toward that. I think pretty soon it's going
to
be illegal
all part
to
of the
say
new world
certain
order.
Things. Yeah, I really do think that.
So you're seeing a much bigger trend to this.
Yeah,
what you're saying.
I think that pretty soon there's going to be so many of these things. You know, and I think that a lot just social engineering will take over. And this is being engineered so that anybody that says you, there, it's going to be like so that when someone actually ends up behind bars for saying the N-word or being racist,
or being a skeptic about global warming,
there will actually be people that will not say that's wrong. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right. What's your take?
I think it's wrong to
throw
somebody
a point
in jail
that
for that.
When
I
you start, you know, everything's couched in the argument that it's for your own good. We're anti-racism. We're pro-Earth. We're for the ecosystem, et cetera. Everything's for our own good. Mm-hmm. And that's a bunch of horse shit. You know, Nick is correct. If you have... Now, the problem is, if you have a prejudice against people, okay, that's one thing, which is something that cannot be controlled. But if you act upon it by, you know, beating the hell out of a guy because he's gay or, you know, something like that. Now, I don't even have a problem with you having a store and not serving Jewish people or black people, because the only person you're really hurting is yourself, or gay people, and that's been proven over and over economically.
Right.
But you can't slug somebody because they're black
or even sanction them legally or anything like that.
Something like that, or deny them rights because
they're
black. That I have brought, but we haven't had that problem. This is 50 years of denying them the vote, etc., or counting them as 3/5 of a person.
We're going to have that problem, though. We're going to have the problem where, you know, we've already heard about someone not wanting to make a cake for a gay couple
and
all that.
We've had that problem, exactly.
But what happened there wasn't that Wasn't that they lost their business or something
like
that?
Yeah,
that
was all
that was
hypothetical.
Because people just didn't want to
support
them.
What about that dumbass that broad that said, I'm not going to do this gay marriage
Yeah.
What the fuck's
and
matter
And she was married
you?
And divorced like four times or something.
I mean, you're working for the government.
Yeah, but yeah, but all she said was go to the other clerk or something. She didn't say, I'm not gonna sign it. She was the head clerk.
Someone
else could have done it.
Oh, my God. You're telling me you're supporting that idiot?
Will not issue that license today.
Of course.
She said that.
Why the hell would you support this moron?
They could have gone somewhere else and got a marriage license.
No, bullshit. You're there. You're one of the workers. Go to hell. I'm going to you. You're going to sign this. If you don't do it, you're not doing your job.
Oh, really? So, a government worker not doing their job?
Yeah, government worker not doing...
Wow, that's revolutionary.
Don't bring up some guy at the goddamn highway.
It is your...
Don't bring up Bernie Sanders.
Hold on. It is her job. Before we get in there...
He's better than any Republican you
goddamn... No, he's not. He's a fucking cocksucker.
Well, he's better cocksucker than you ever got.
Okay, hold on.
That's true. I'll grant you that.
I just want to say, you know... We might
she
not like certain
anything.
Things, but we show up for our job. Hey, Paul McCartney died in 1966, and he still shows up and does his job.
Point well. Okay, he's got me there.
Whew. He relaxed.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah, yes, sir, he did.
I'm going to put that woman on the cover of Abbey Road. A great job.
Yeah. God, she looks like the woman from Misery, the
so
movie.
What? Yeah. As if they couldn't
the
get a marriage
bitch.
License because of
get
her.
Get out of here.
Ridiculous.
She should
be thrown in jail. Then fire her. Don't throw her in jail. Okay, don't throw her in jail. They throw her in jail.
That's what Nick's talking about, too. And she...
Well, then you fire her.
She made a lot of publicity going to jail. You know, I can't stand that one.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the thing is, okay, she's got this religious point of view. Like, you know...
That's true.
You know, like this
if
is on the sanctity of marriage.
Muslim,
like,
there'd be no problem.
Let's protect the sanctity of marriage. It's like, are you? What about your
she
four
didn't say
marriages,
that. She
ma'am?
She didn't say that. She did not say that.
I don't think you're sure of what she said because
no,
you said
I,
that.
Yeah, I've read what she said. Now I'm not saying whether it's good or bad or right or wrong.
No, you don't even
she
watch
just
the
said
news.
It,
you watch
it,
the stock
it offended
market.
Her religion. That's all.
All right, well,
and if
hey.
It was some Muslim that was offended, there'd be no problem whatsoever.
Bullshit.
There's
we're monitoring
there's a
them
double
too
standard.
Now. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not getting away with murder.
Well, your head's
going
to get lopped off as soon as you walk out of the studio.
Bullshit. They think they already got that jihadi John.
Yeah, well, we'll wait on that one.
Shit on that.
No.
Uh-oh, Nick, would you like to comment on that,
they
Nick?
They know exactly who Jihadi John is.
No, they do.
He's sitting in a director's chair, like, with a cigarette, and someone's bringing him coffee. The guy, he's like, you ready to shoot the scene?
I can't fucking say that there's no ISO knocking out that.
Ready to do the scene, guys? All right, come on. Now, don't jerk so hard on my hair, please.
Makeup.
Hey, look, folks, listen. It does, like I said, 1,000 times. Doesn't mean that some of this shit, they are doing some of this shit. But I don't believe these videos.
Okay.
You don't believe
in any of this beheading stuff.
I don't believe... Hold on. I don't believe the videos I've seen where the guy is in an orange jumpsuit and he talks and all that. I don't believe that. No.
Okay.
I believe ISIS, a bunch of cruel, evil bastards, and they need to just die. So, and I hope that happens. But, I mean, I don't, you know...
Well,
like I said.
If you're saying there's no proof on that or whatever, how do you know ISIL is bad people then?
Are
according
we call
to
them
you.
ISIL or ISIS? Let's
they're
speak.
ISIL or
yes.
ISIS. I don't know.
You know
which
what it
one.
Sounds for. You know what that stands for, by the way.
ISIL.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, why?
Probably Islamic State. Yeah,
that's correct.
I'll tell you
of
what.
Iraq and the Levant.
What is it?
Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant.
Levant.
The Levant.
What is
Eastern Mediterranean area? That's called the Levant.
Oh.
Very
it's
simple.
A geographical
to answer
term.
Your question,
it's easier to say ISIS, so it's Iraq and Syria. You probably remember that
right.
easier.
Like maybe next show.
I'm trying to, you know, facilitate things for Oach.
All right. What do you?
No, just that. I've looked. How do I know? That was a good question you asked me. How do I know? Since I don't see any evidence.
No, but
of
you're
how
saying
do I know? Right.
But you're saying that they're
that
probably
are bad,
assholes
yeah.
and so forth.
Hey,
but if
bad,
I don't see,
but
the
do we
but if
go?
I don't believe this, why do I think that?
Yeah.
Because some of these videos, some of these things that I've heard, I cannot say that they did not happen. I don't have anything to point to they did not happen. But some of them I do.
Okay.
I just do.
But,
and I just
but
and,
I think
and
we
why
all agree.
And what the reason is behind that? Why are they doing this? Why are they faking it here if they don't need to? I don't have the answer for that. But all I'm saying, but I do think they are faking this
because
of what I see.
What we all agree on for once in this on this show is that we shouldn't get involved.
I never want to agree with you.
I don't want to get involved. You don't want to get involved. Do we want to go over there and fight these people?
No. I like to take out ISIS.
All right, how are you going to do it then? You're not going to send troops. You never want to do that.
Where do we send the troops if we do? Where do we send them if we do?
I don't want
That's
to send
That's what
any
I'm
troops.
Saying. Where do we send them? There is no country called ISIS.
I think we work with the international community, and I say we go in there with the approval of the Syrian government and the Iraqi government,
and
we take them out.
And the UN? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's got to be one with this.
We've heard from Barack Obama.
Let me tell you something. If there was an interest in doing that, it'd be done. But I don't think there is an interest in doing it for some reason.
First of all, they're religious. They're Shia. They're Sunnis. They're Sunnis. They want to kill Shia. Let them kill each other.
All right, yeah.
Now they're killing Christians too, but what are you going to do? What are we going to do?
Sit back and watch.
Or another crusade.
Watch your goddamn stock market. And
yeah, I'm going to check on
don't
that.
Don't give a shit about it. All right, what else?
Not good for the stock market.
What we got going here before my next little commercial.
I
can't wait to do these commercials.
Oh,
I do commercials.
It took you 22 minutes to do the first commercial. We had to
way to tell people, you dumb fuck. I mean, honestly, would you tell people?
Because
that?
I got to go eat a buffet. I'm not on a 5-day fast.
Jesus Christ.
It closes down at 1 o'clock. I got to get out of here.
Out of me sometime. You know,
God.
I can't believe you told people that.
Well, come on. What kind of idiot?
There were a couple words I didn't make on it.
At Obelul, the Blet.
Shut up. I want that cut. I don't want that
cut
bullshit
this.
Idiot saying
I got
that.
Something for you to cut. I got circumcise him. Cut him.
Hey, have you guys seen the movie Conspiracy Theory?
Conspiracy?
Which one was that?
Mel Gibson, Julia Roberts. I think it came out in the 90s.
I'm sure we've seen that.
Yeah,
fucking Netflix won't put on new movies.
Show the towers in like a lot in that movie. There's some good shit in that movie, man. And you know, that movie came out right after Clinton said some shit about MKUltra, the CIA mind control project.
Yes.
When Clinton came out and admitted that and apologized to unsuspecting citizens that had been mind controlled. Oh, we're cool.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's the movie came out not like a year after that, I think.
You know the movie you would like?
What?
Is Arlington Road.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Oh,
I'll check that out.
Dude, I can't believe you haven't seen that
one. I've been told about that. I'll check that out.
I mean, fine. He's in conspiracy. Arlington Road is you.
Yeah, I'll check that out, man.
It is definitely you.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the beauty queen that uses semen to make her face?
Shut up. No way.
Yeah, she uses like
work?
A beauty cream. Well, I think apparently it helps her rosacea, which is a...
Lady Gaga.
What the fuck is rosacea?
Rosacea is a skin disorder. It's akin to acne. It's an inflammatory. They're very red. They have red.
So what? Is she bottles it or someone shoots it?
That's why I was going to volunteer to give her
all right. I don't want to.
Lady Gaga
hear.
Has
true,
semen
though,
in her
cheap.
Perfume.
Oh, really?
I think it's like semen and maybe fecal matter or something like that. I don't know.
You're kidding.
No, she's got. I know she's got semen in her perfume. And some
fecal
other
fecal matter in her head.
I don't know about fecal matter.
Hey, speaking of fecal matter, who had the picture of the fecal swastika in Mizzou? I thought that was a myth.
No,
somebody had a picture of that. Chris,
do
you have a picture of
we can find
the
it.
Shit swastika? But I mean, why would black people be offended by that?
That's hard to find.
I would say my brother, who's Jewish, Lenny, that went to Mizzou, who's who was in a big Jewish fraternity. I mean, you would see those guys would be a little pissed off about this thing. You know? I mean, I just can't believe that the Jewish people aren't outraged by this.
I don't see where that offends. Well, I mean, I guess everybody's offended by shit on a wall.
Yeah, and you know what? My kid put shit on the wall.
Well, I mean, kids do that. Babies do
that. I was
that.
Like, what the hell are you doing, you little shithead?
She's exercising her artistic bent. That's what little kids do.
It was really sick.
She put it on the wall.
She put it on the wall, a little finger painting.
Yeah.
Little shithead.
I don't even see that.
What the hell is that?
That's not a swastika. That's
right there.
That's a swastika?
Right there, I guess.
Well, kind of. Yeah, I guess it is. They ran out of it. Looks like they ran out of their...
They ran out of shit.
Yeah, they
ran out of good shit. They were probably on a 5-day
They ran out
fast,
of
too.
Yeah, they're medium. Yeah, they got a little greasy there.
A little greasy.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well,
check this out.
It's pertinent.
Madonna has a DNA cleanup crew to follow her around.
Yeah. Wow.
And they clean up her DNA.
I assume that's what they did, yeah.
That any trace impressive. Of her left around. So there's no trace of her being in a room. No, I'm serious.
DNA cleanup.
This is no conspiracy. She has a fucking DNA cleanup crew.
I wouldn't have objected Ocho Man having one of them, too.
And you know why.
Scattering.
Why wouldn't she
scattering
want her DNA
on
left
me.
Around? I want to hear your theories. Why do you think she doesn't want her DNA? What? It's kind of obvious.
You think she's an alien?
She doesn't want to be cloned.
Ah. Well, thank God. I'm
well,
all for it.
What other reason is there?
I'm all for cleaning that up.
Are you kidding me? Out of all the goddamn things you thought of the cloning?
I don't want her
what
cloned.
What else are you going to do with DNA?
I don't want Sean Penn cloned.
Think about it.
No.
It's not like you could pick up someone's DNA and walk around
with it. I know,
but
I was thinking you were talking some sort of religious act. Spiritual thing she's doing.
I thought he was implying she was an alien, and if somebody actually looked at her DNA under a microscope, they would find that she's extraterrestrial.
I was looking at it such as they're doing some sort of tribe things, some sort of old rituals and stuff, and they're trying to get rid of all of it, all the information there.
Hey, man, that's even you're even more progressive thinking than me.
Boy, you guys
I'm just trying to build up that day to where Nick's going to invite me on his new podcast show Nick of Time.
It's
unbelievable. The guy's already got followers. He's doing great.
Well, he's doing it from home, though. He doesn't have to come
he could have done it today here.
He wants to lay in bed or lie in bed and do it.
I'm just better not put so much on the
guy's
spot.
Like Hugh Hefner.
At home, and, you know, that'll do a better show.
I got a chick and everything.
But in any case, Nick's got his own show here, and it's been doing quite well.
We'd do better if we got a stripper in here.
Well, maybe
he promised me the first show we ever did.
All right, hang on.
He's
going to
bring a stripper in.
Maybe with our advertisements, such as this one here, for you listeners behind the eight ball.
I blame Chris for that too. You're a lousy producer.
I blame Chris for that too.
Larkin. No.
All right, let me give this shout out there, prick. Then you could have your fucking stripper here, okay?
You know what a larrikin is?
You're shithead.
Dumbass.
Yeah, dumbass.
So you're not larrikin, you're larrikin.
Well, for you listeners of Behind the Eight Ball
drives a BMW, too. The guy drives this moron drives a BMW.
Thing, please. I got a buffet I got to be at.
Yeah, really. It took him 20 minutes to do the first one. You think I'm going to sit here while he stammers and stutters through this copy?
What's that?
On the
I didn't do that, you fuck. Now I don't want to talk to you if you're going to talk some shit like
Hey,
that,
I didn't say anything about your fast.
No, I don't give a shit.
I'm very proud of you.
So I can do the show.
You're very good at dieting. You're just not very good at speaking. That's all.
Yeah, I got something you could choke on, you prick.
And you went to Broadcast Center.
6-inch cock in your mouth.
How many years did you go to Broadcast Center?
I went plenty, okay?
Boy, I'm really getting under his
They didn't have somebody jumping on every fucking thing they said.
Well, he's not saying it properly.
No, here, give it to me. Here, fuck, not
right.
You say.
All right, here, what is it? Which one?
Right
which
down
one?
There. Right down there at the very end. Say all you want. Here.
You want me to say like
Here's a fucking light. You say it right there.
I'm going to say it like Bernie Sanders.
And say it
For
right
For the
there.
Listeners of
right
Behind
there.
The
midpoint,
Eight Ball.
Midpoint. Behind. Do it right there.
Midpoint.
Ass wipe right
Personally
there.
Recommend an audiobook of your choice available at audible.com.
Yeah.
Parentheses, examples below. Let your audience know they can download your pick or another audiobook free by trying audible.com. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial, that's one word, .com/ or, as it is properly known, a virgule, Ocho Man. Again. That's
don't put in the virgule, you dumb fuck.
Audibletrial.com.
Yeah. All right. Slash hurry up,
Ocho Man for your free audiobook and get rid of the fucking banks.
All right. Give it to me. All right. Yeah.
Thanks, Bernie. Bernie Sanders. Ooh,
thanks a lot.
Now, fucking, how long did that take? About 30
fucking,
seconds?
You're a ridicule, dude.
All right.
On my nerves.
All right.
All right. Go ahead.
All right, let him do. You want to cut that and do it yourself?
No.
How
was
that?
We're Christmas? Leaving that.
Great.
Okay. We're leaving that. We're leaving that. I'm sure my fucking GM's gonna love that one too. All right.
Great.
All right. What's happening in the world of the fifth dimension?
So anyway, about a half hour ago, I brought up the movie Conspiracy Theory.
Yes, and we dismissed it as nonsense.
Well, man, I barely got started on the shit.
I'm getting on both.
He says all this thing. He says Gibson's character, who says all this shit that I've been saying all along. Okay,
he's nuts.
And
too,
this was put in. I'm telling you, they put this shit in movies so you can, so you don't believe it. So then when you bring it up and say something like,
that's very cagey.
You know, Oliver Stone's working with the Bushes and to give this on this disinfo campaign.
This is
someone
why
be
I
like,
drink
oh, come
a
on,
lot.
I saw that movie too. And it's just, you know, you
this
get
is
rid
why
of it,
I drink, so. Folks.
So he says at one point, he says to Julia Roberts, he says, you know why the Grateful Dead always travel? Because they're British intelligence agents. And is Jerry Garcia even Mexican?
Jerry Garcia is dead, isn't he?
No, but was he Mexican? I mean, Garcia's Mexican.
That's a Mexican name.
What are
name.
The last three letters of Garcia?
C-I-O.
Ah.
Oh. Chris, hit
there
it.
There it is.
Hit it.
Hold on.
Give it to us. Give us the flourish.
Jerry Garcia-A.
you got it.
What are the last three letters of Ocho Man?
Yeah.
M-A-N.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
W-O-M-A-N.
Can you get that lid
open? So he says
he can't get the thing open.
Oliver Stone is Bush's spokesman. How about that?
Dad, you're obsolete. The hell, you're too late.
I know.
You're senescent.
I'm glad I don't need blood from that guy.
You can transplant from him. Okay, go ahead. Just take it right out of the bottle.
Boar Hill Barrel Reserve.
Bower Hill.
How do you know it's Bower?
B-O-W-E-R, not Boer.
You sure?
Bower Hill.
All right, I'll do it.
Ay-yi-yi. Okay, go ahead with CIA. What about Jerry Garcia?
He was British intelligence.
That's good.
What, MI6?
Intelligence agent. Yeah, MI6. Paul McCartney's MI6.
I thought he was dead, too.
And so it's, well, the new one is MI6.
You dumbass, didn't you know
the
that?
The old one was a good dude.
Yes.
Let me tell you who else is MI6. Fucking, what is his, Ian Fleming, I think he's
of course.
Oh, yeah. Anyone named Fleming.
Oh, I found another Aleister Crowley reference.
Do you know who Ian Fleming is?
Yeah, I know who.
Did you see the movie? Did you see the new James Bond movie?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
No, I haven't seen it yet, to be honest with you.
I didn't like it. I liked the first Spectre. Part. That part in Mexico City was great.
And that's the part that our GM was.
He's right. It was great.
He said it's, the rest of the movie it was unbelievable.
Okay, now, Casino Royale. Was the first Ian Fleming James Bond novel.
That is correct.
The villain in that movie is patterned after Aleister Crowley.
Really? Chiffre? Well, I don't see the resemblance.
How do you know that?
I heard somebody, Jay Dyer was talking about it on Dwyer, was talking about it on interview I heard.
Well, how the hell does he know?
Hey, man. He researched it.
I didn't mean to put you behind the eight ball there.
No, he researched it.
That's the name of the show.
So, Hannah Montana's movie. She did some stupid-ass movie, Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
And in the movie, she lives in Crowley Corners.
Oh, cool.
So anything another Crowley is...
It's just filled with the fuck... I mean...
Is she one of them, too?
Oh, God, yeah. Well, she's the queen of it, man.
You fucking polluted that LeBron James story. Every time I see that poor
look
bastard,
at anybody
now,
in pop
I think of him
right
as a Satan running out on the basketball court.
Let me get something clear, and I'm going to defend LeBron here for a second.
I don't know how, because you've already tarnished the whole image.
Well, hold on. I got to explain something on Satanism. Satanism is not
bad,
devil
right.
worship.
We have.
Yeah, I didn't say it wasn't bad, but it's not.
How many times does he have to say that? He clarifies that every time, and you still say the same thing.
It's not devil worship.
Aren't you
worship.
Listening to this man?
No, I do.
Drink your Boar Hill.
Bower.
Oh, my error.
Yeah.
And
is it any good? Have you had it?
I just had it. It was
well,
damn
it,
good.
Okay,
I liked
good.
It.
Good.
I liked
it seems to be mellowing you out a little bit. That's
well,
good.
Fuck, as long as you fucking get off my ass with this fucking...
Advertising. You want me to read it again?
Yeah, probably.
Somebody Bill Clinton? Drank the rest of the whiskey.
Do the Robinson one with
Edward G. Robinson. yeah. Freetrial.com, see?
Yeah, we're going to have free
trial. Audiobook.com.
You mugs.
You can read about Moses, eh?
Moses. I love audiobooks. There's no substitute for audiobooks.
You
I'll
ain't
tell you
kidding.
That right there.
When you can't read, there's no substitute.
Oh, fuck yourself.
Have you ever read On the Road?
Yeah, Jack Kerouac,
love
of course.
Love that book.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites, man. Matt Dillon does the audiobook.
Matt Dillon?
Yeah, does really? For On the Road, yeah.
I'd rather have Ocho
Man. The movie
Man.
Was horrible.
Oh, well, you can't make a movie of that book.
No, you
who's
know, you
trying?
Really can. It really was horrible.
Oh, yeah, it was just stupid.
Really pissed me off.
Yeah, that was a bad movie.
Well, what's these two stories that you brought up? That
well, I already
you
brought
said?
Up the one about the cum on the face being But the other one, that lady, the lady in Las Vegas that hit $8 million on a slot machine and they wouldn't give her the money, said it was a machine malfunction.
You got to be
that's
kidding.
I'm not kidding. That happened.
How the hell does that happen?
And apparently there's a little strip on the machine. I guess I never noticed it, but it says, if this machine malfunctions, you do
who
not
the
get the money.
Who the hell are you telling me? Who the hell are you
it's
to
true.
Tell me it malfunctions?
Well, hey, listen, I'm just saying what happened.
If it pays
happened.
Out,
I'm
it's a malfunction?
$8 million. And you know, of course, she's lawyering up. Although they did give her money back because she did put $100 in. In fact, they didn't even give her the whole $100 back. They gave her $80 bucks back.
Better give.
And they said,
I would
because,
be irate.
And listen,
irate
to the manager was quoted, we gave her $80 back because we want to keep her as a customer.
Go to hell, asshole. Go to hell.
I hope she wins.
I hope she wins. I hope she takes more than $8
million. She's lawyering up, that's for sure.
And I would too, and you would, and everybody else.
Can you imagine that?
Are you
win $8 million bucks, and they say it's a machine malfunction.
It's a malfunction.
Yes, that's right.
Hey, we're gonna bring it back to normal and keep playing.
Yeah, that wasn't a cherry that came up. That should have been an elephant.
Yeah, yeah.
The strip's wrong.
Assholes.
Demagnetized.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Man.
$8 million. Chris, what do you think about that? Would you want your money?
No, I'd be good.
I think Chris could handle it.
I would say just give me a free buffet.
Would you? I don't know. I think I want more than that.
Just give me a buffet.
I'd want a hooker in a buffet.
Oh, you're telling me you would not take a hooker.
Are you kidding me?
I can promise you.
$8 million?
If that happened and you went to them and said, I'd be okay with just a hooker and a buffet, they'd be.
I think they'd be set up. I think we'd be all right. You have to sign a waiver, but
they'd work something
out. Now, here's a question.
I think they'd be reasonable. I think they'd be amenable to that.
Here's
that
a question to you, though, Armand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the total payout, I mean, there's always a thing that says it's going to pay out $1.5 million, $2 million, and rising. And now an $8 million payoff pops up. Now you ask yourself, there could have been a malfunction. But if there's an $8 million prize that says you can win $8 million.
Well, I don't know. Chris, are you looking that up? You're getting the details on that?
Yeah, hold on a second.
And, did you see they found a twin Venus?
No. What the hell is that all about?
Well, the planet Venus. They found an exoplanet out of our solar system. You know, they're always trying to find twin Earths. You know, have water, et cetera, and life.
Why?
And,
so we can blow that fucking thing up too?
Yeah, so
pollute it?
Right, so we can bomb the hell out of them. But, they found a planet that's more or less like Venus.
I'm saying to you right now, you're seeing a lot of alien ships right now. Like, last one was...
I think I'd defer to Nick on that.
No.
You're not the expert.
I know. I'm not the expert. But, Nick, did you hear about that alien ship in L.A.?
That was a
UFO, yes.
Yeah, it was a hoax.
Do you mean it was a hoax?
They said it was a nuclear test missile.
Right, it was a missile.
A test nuclear missile.
Of course they're going to say shit like that. Well, come on.
First of all...
They're not going to let an alien be known to this... They're the ones that know this shit, and they don't want you to know about it. Of course they're going to say that. I don't buy anything the government says.
So you think
about
it was really an
UFOs.
Alien?
Would you honestly 100% say that that wasn't an alien
yes,
ship? Okay,
absolutely.
Because you're going to believe everything they say.
Who? Who's
the government? The government just told
no,
you it's
the
a
scientists.
Radiation.
Who
the hell's under there? Fucking
are you
body?
Crazy? Yeah. There's no guy. Listen, I'd rather if I'm going to defer to a madman, I'll talk to Nick here.
Well,
what do you think, Nick?
I don't have a. Let me think. Okay, it could be that. It could be a missile. I think if it is a missile, I think that's something to worry about.
Yeah, that's right. I grant you that. Sure.
However,
missiles over Los Angeles don't bother you.
This thing.
It wasn't a missile.
It didn't do anything. Look like. Well, it's like, okay, if it was a test missile, if it's what they say it was, well, how come we have we seen this before off the coast? Have they ever tested these things before and we haven't seen them before like that? So why haven't we seen that before?
It's another
but yet,
screwed up
in China,
malfunction.
Hold on. A few years ago, there is. When I first saw the image from it, I said, that looks just like the UFO that shut down years ago. No, it was right above, like, runways. There are pictures of this. China UFO, I think. And it looks just like it, man. It looks just like it. But what I think is that it also could be... It could be alien and they don't want to know. Because China shut down their airspace after this. And this was all over the newspapers. It could also be Project Bluebeam.
Uh-oh.
Okay? This is what I think is going on right now. I think Project Bluebeam is responsible.
What the hell is Project Bluebeam?
He's getting to that. Let the man speak.
It's basically, you know about the Tupac Shakur hologram? You know how Tupac Shakur was at Coachella a few years ago? Performing.
Well, he's been dead, hasn't he?
Yep. No, it's like a hologram. It's a...
It's like
a video.
Star Wars. What?
Yes, Princess
Obi-Wan
Leia.
Kenobi
that
pops
thing.
Up in the middle.
No,
exactly.
Princess Leia.
He's got the idea.
No, Princess Leia. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
He knows
Kenobi.
What I'm talking about.
You're my last hope, remember?
Right. I got it. Go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead.
Come on, get it right.
We got it.
Well, that was in the 70s, actually. Very good point that they had the technology back then.
They had it back then, Nick.
They did, yes. They probably had it 20 years before you saw it. They probably had it in the 50s.
And then we already talked about the lady with the cell phone in the silent movie.
There are no... Okay. But, no, she's not talking any. She couldn't be talking.
That was a hearing aid.
But anyway, okay, so...
Well, you guys fooled me for a while on that one. I really thought there was a cell phone back then.
Who could she be talking to? You know what I mean? Like...
Another time
traveler.
There's
no cell phone towers in
another
the 20s.
Another time traveler.
Another time travel. It just doesn't make...
I don't believe it.
I believe maybe there's
Ocho
some time
Man's
travel.
Ocho Man's the one that was taken in.
That was the one buying.
Yeah, he's the one.
So anyway...
Hey, go fuck yourself.
So check it out. This hologram...
audible, beat up an old teacher.
Audibletrial.com.
It's audiobook.
Audible trial, you moron.
Okay. Audio trial.
God, how many times?
Audiotrial.com/OchoMan.
What the fuck is the matter with you?
Audibletrial.com/OchoMan.
Audibletrial.com.
Audiobook, what is it?
Audiobook at Audible.
No, it's trial. Audible Trial, isn't it?
Audible Trial.
At Audiobook, right?
.com/OchoMan. There's no at Audiobook.
No, of course not.
No.
Well, just say it again then. Jesus Christ, I said it like
three times. AudibleTrial.com.
That's what I said.
/OchoMan. No,
slash OchoMan.
You said Audibletrial.
No, you said, you said at Audiobook.
Well, that's what he said last time, but the first seven times he tried.
Again, yeah, it's okay.
AudibleTrial.com/OchoMan.
That's our people there.
There
you go.
I don't know what
and
the
also,
hell they're
hey,
bitching
if
about.
And also, hey, if you want to support the show, there's an easy way to do it.
Uh-oh.
Just go to our website, OchoMan.com. In the right-hand side of the page, there's an Amazon, like a link to Amazon. It's a banner, okay?
Oh, yes. This is good.
Before you buy anything on Amazon, this is really easy because you don't have to do anything. It doesn't cost you anything. Just before you go to Amazon, go to our website, hit that banner. You'll go straight to Amazon. You don't have to do anything after that, but we
get the
receive
credit.
Something.
We receive something?
We receive credit for it.
Oh,
don't fucking ruin this one. Let them receive something from us.
I want to receive something.
We get credit for it.
I didn't receive donuts today.
I know,
before
I know.
You shop
I
on
can't
Amazon.
Even. Tony had
shut
to get
up
them.
And let them talk.
Before you shop on Amazon, just go to Ocho Man. Website Ocho and hit the Amazon banner on the right hand side of the page.
Can't we
hit
get
the
one of these
Amazon button on the right hand side there, folks, at Ocho Man. It's our site, right?
OchoMan.com.
OchoMan.com. Go to the right side on the right corner, Amazon.com. Hit that. We get credit.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that if they go to Amazon.com, mm-hmm. There's actually a banner that says
No. If you go to our site,
you douchebag.
I don't know anything about this stuff.
Do your Bernie thing, you stupid fuck.
What the fuck
do
I know about this? The internet? Who the fuck wants the internet?
See, you go.
Text people at 90%, they won't be able to buy anything on Amazon.
This is how it goes. This is how it goes.
We're going to walk through it right here. You go to OchoMan.com. You see support behind the eight ball on Amazon?
Hey, that's a good picture of me.
Yeah.
I still can't get laid.
You hit Amazon.
Okay.
It brings you right to the Amazon page, and you continue shopping.
I can't believe that the explanation of this is part of the show today. That's really sad.
What? Yeah. The banner?
Yeah.
No, that we're talking about how
that's
to do this.
That's what we're talking about, you
show.
Fucking knucklehead stick-picking up little
I hope
moron.
Everybody out there listening is Listen. Just enthralled in our conversation about this.
If it's that important, we want the people to know.
Yeah, so
okay,
I wish
important.
You would have let me finish my shit here, but you did it better. I got to tell you, that
Bernie,
was fun.
Bernie did it
that
better.
That was fun, and
Bernie.
I'm kind of happy you did do it like this. So you know what, folks, we do have some advertisement coming your way, too. Any more stuff we got going this
yeah,
way?
Yeah, what else you got, Nick?
Let me choose something that I don't have to talk longer than 20 seconds about.
Oh, yes, you will.
Because I don't finish it.
We'll stretch it.
Okay, Sergeant Clifford Stone of the Disclosure Project, he's gone now, but he says as of 1989, the government had cataloged 57 different species visiting Earth.
Hey, by the way.
57.
Wait a minute.
50, what's the significance of 57?
57. Hines. 5 minus 7 is what?
Hines.
Oh, I thought we were going to go
Have
to
you
the
looked
Chevy's.
At a ketchup bottle? Hines. And
okay.
Who owns Hines?
And look.
Carey.
Five.
John
one,
Carey.
5 + 1 = 6. 7 - 1 = 6. So
that's
we got
correct.
66. Boom. That's the devil. And by the way.
Well, I got something good for you. You just reminded me of something.
Yeah,
hey,
good.
You
I'm glad
seconds,
I did.
I thought this was a.
Hey, I got three guys on the emails that wanted to know when the hell that witch is coming on the show.
Yeah. Dude, I am not bringing her on this show.
Well, he's going to use it for his show.
Not until this guy is like in California or something.
We gotta have the witch.
Is she a stripper?
She's a cool chick. She is my friend's mother, and I'm not gonna like
get her. Oh,
show me your tits. And
well, he does know Yarmon.
And she's a witch, man. I'm glad that we got some laughs and all that and some positive feedback. But she's a witch. People practice witchcraft.
I banged a witch. She was great.
Yeah. How funny would it be if it was the same?
this witch was in Chicago.
So you guys, I made a little list.
Yeah, okay?
Witches are great lays, man.
And I want to start bringing this in.
You only laid one witch.
Well, I'll tell you, she was damn good.
Every week I want to start bringing
this in. She stuck that pointy hat up my ass.
Oh, shut up. She did not do it.
Broomstick.
They don't really
probably
have
slid right up there, too.
No, she had the broomstick. She had those stones. Does she have stones?
I don't know, man.
She had these magic stones. She said, well, put that in your hand. It'll make you horny.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Wow. Did it make you horny?
Oh, shit.
I was horny anyway. You kid, but yeah, it made me hornier.
Wow.
It worked. Yeah, she had these crazy stones.
Can you have her on our show?
I haven't seen her in 20 years. That was when I was in podiatry school.
Oh.
She was nuts. What a crazy witch.
Well, what were you saying?
She was a white witch, though, not a black witch. She told me that. I'm a white witch.
What the hell's the difference?
Nick, tell him the difference.
Well, a black
white,
witch.
White magic.
You just asked him.
Right, Nick? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. He was just about to tell you. You turned
around.
Tell
him, Nick. White magic.
White magic and black magic.
That's right.
White magic is you might do a spell so that you might come into money, and people have done that.
Oh, so they're good witches.
They're good witches, just like Glenda in Wizard of Oz.
Billy Burke.
And then you have dark magic, black witches, which... You know, is
so you hooked it
up
with
hexes on people.
I had a good one. I had a good one.
You had a good witch.
I'd like to take on a black one, though, boy. That'd be even more fun. I'd like to get her stones in my hand.
So I don't. So
is this one a black witch or a white witch?
You know what? That's a good question. I'll find out.
It's worth asking.
If she's a black witch, we almost have to have her on with Arnold.
I'm sure that if she's not, she can talk about it.
Good.
You know what I mean?
I want to put some curses on some people.
I'm going to get a hold of her today.
We got three emailers that asked about her.
Yeah,
well, you get the witch. You get the stripper.
But, man, you got to behave yourself, please.
I've seen Armand. He can really confine himself, too. I mean, he's a good guy, too.
Yeah, I can.
He only acts like a prick around me.
I can cover it up.
Okay, so I'm going to bring this in from now on.
What's that?
Bunch of strange but true facts.
Okay.
Maybe.
You know what worries me, though, Nick? You know, now that you have your own show, it worries me that he's going to withhold all the good stuff
Bullshit.
For his show. And we're going to be deprived of all the great stories.
Actually, this is what's going down here.
Yeah.
Our GM loves this show the most. He said this is the best podcast he's ever heard. Okay,
he's right.
He loves it.
Very perceptive.
And he also said that we need to get advertisement going on the show. A lot of people are loving the show,
mm-hmm.
and he's pushing this show the hardest, guys.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with Nick? I'm talking about Nick.
Well, he loves Nick on this show.
Yeah, I do too.
And you know what? He gave Nick the show. His other show, because it kind of like looms into our show. I mean, it's kind of like together in a way, you know?
I want to hear from the guys, we get the best stories.
Nah, he's not going to hold back anything.
Dude, it wouldn't matter if I brought in gold. You don't let me finish. I don't ever get a point across.
No, he's got a point there. You're a real dick with him. You're a dick with him every fucking week.
Well, why do you think the GM loves the show?
Well, man,
people love to hear this stuff. It's conflict.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, but you got to let me finish my side, man.
Not necessarily.
Why?
Everything I bring to you is after hours and hours of listening and reading
research,
and shit. Yeah. And then I bring it to you in a nutshell, and I just sound ridiculous. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yes, you do.
So, I mean, when I say
can't deny
like,
that.
So, I mean, it's just, so it's like, I'm just, when it's in a nutshell, when you say like, well, the leaders are all reptilians. You know what I mean? It's kind of sounds
I've ever said that.
Silly,
well, Nick,
you know?
The way I look at it, he'll ridicule or whatever, but on your own time, you could finish that whole story. You could do your home.
That's what you do. You bring it up on this show. I interrupt.
Yeah, and you make fun of it.
Finish
and
it on your own show.
You know, he does it on his show, and he's got his own listeners.
That's great.
Actually, I've seen the numbers, and they're looking
better than ours. Yeah, I know.
Oh, shut
it's
up.
Depressing.
Better than ours.
Well,
nobody's
but
ahead,
to
Nick,
show
but.
You that I mm-hmm. do care about this show, I actually brought something in, especially.
Uh-oh. Well, would you fire the damn thing off?
That I'm not even going to. If I can just get.
You got it.
You know what I mean? Your undivided attention.
Got it.
Okay, I got some strange, crazy, but true facts that are going to.
Now, can you fire them off?
Where'd you get
these?
Here
we go.
Where'd you get these first, Nick?
Undisclosed.
He's got people. He's got secret people.
Here we go.
He's got the
okay.
Artesian people.
Number one, in the year 2000, Pope John Paul II was named an honorary Harlem Globetrotter. All right.
What the fuck? Right, well, okay. All right, I can buy that one.
Yeah.
And Meadowlark Lemon was named an honorary cardinal of.
Yeah. Well, that's
I
got, nothing.
Yeah. Man. I don't think that's not exactly earth shattering, Nick.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Come on.
Oh, I'm not gonna
you
try
can do
to
better.
Shatter the earth over here. So
I did.
Every second.
Shatter something.
Every second, Americans collectively eat 100 pounds of chocolate.
Oh, all right. You know what? I thought you were going to talk
about
that big skull.
Can you get to it? Can you let me get to it, please?
Yeah,
if you wouldn't just let me read them one by one and not
go ahead. Will you let him go?
The fucking thing to all the hell.
Well, you're ruining his show. Go ahead.
It's warming
go
up.
Ahead, Nick.
There are approximately 50 Bibles sold each minute across the world. Each year, kids
Korans?
In North America spend close to $500 million on chewing gum. In an earthquake in December 16th, 1811,
yes.
caused parts of the Mississippi River to flow backwards.
That's correct. And not only that.
It's all correct.
Well, because now that.
Your validation.
Oh. It's all correct. No, I don't buy that chocolate statement, but this is true. This is true.
This is true.
Yeah, that bubblegum's bullshit, but this is true.
Boy.
The Mississippi did flow north instead of south.
Up your nose with rubber hose.
That's right, Vinny. Vinny Barbarino.
Okay, an author named Ernest Vincent Wright wrote a novel called Gadsby.
That's right, without using the letter E.
Wow. And how the hell did he write that without... That means
you
the word the is not...
That's correct. But you know what he did? He taped down the E on his typewriter so he couldn't hit it. Did you know that?
Crazy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's beautiful shit there, Armand.
I knew that.
50,000 words and none of them contain... E.
No E.
All right.
So you couldn't put beat off in there either.
Oh, fuck. You just...
You can't do that, yeah.
How are you going to do it? How are you going
to
do it with it?
Then we be
yeah, well,
bets off.
We all
off.
Try to like,
jerk
include
off. Can't
that
you jerk
one,
off.
You know?
What could you put in there?
Well, you know what, though?
I can't put masturbate
I did,
either.
Hold on, though. And before you get any more, I like that big skull thing that you showed us. That was interesting. He had a big skull that they dug up. In South America, and it was it was a skull of those giant people.
It.
Yeah,
where?
They're giants.
Because you're.
Did he put it on Facebook? Because I'm still friends with him, not you, but him.
And that's another thing too. I'm getting tired of that bullshit. Yeah, I want you to request to be my friend.
Well,
and
now that you're kind of moving toward the mainstream on global warming,
I want a 300-word essay on why you should be my friend.
Okay, you want it in Latin or Greek?
Both.
Which president could write with... Did you know that... Here's one for you, Nick.
Uh-huh.
What president could write in Greek with his left hand while he's writing in Latin with his right hand?
I have no idea.
James Garfield.
No kidding,
absolutely.
Man. That's beautiful.
Isn't that something?
Killed by the Illuminati. Wow.
Well, I thought it was a good toe, but...
Are you clapping because he was killed by the Illuminati?
Yeah, what are you...
I'm clapping for the answer.
Oh. Okay, check it out. Strange laws.
Okay.
In California, a law created in 1925 makes it illegal to wiggle while dancing. In California, a law prohibits a woman from driving a car while dressed in a house coat.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. This isn't...
Don't
you have something
dude, I got a real good one.
Fire it off here.
In Missouri, a man must have a permit to shave.
I didn't know
Alaska,
that.
Alaska, man. And yeah, so I broke the law.
Do you have
the
one?
Day.
Yeah.
Alaska law says you can't look at a moose from an airplane.
Well, that makes sense.
Why?
Okay.
Well, a moose is a very self-conscious creature.
Okay. Recycling one glass jar saves enough energy to watch TV for 3 hours.
I don't know. All right, Nick.
Well, two more.
Why don't you use those for your show?
Okay,
let's talk about how to pronounce audible. Let's talk about how to pronounce audible.
Now he's ripping on me. But I'm telling you right now.
No, let's talk about that for 5 minutes, this fucking commercial. Let's talk about how we're going to say that. And
as Bernie Sanders.
But what about that one guy that's shot lasers to a plane? I mean, they're shooting these.
There's like 5,000 of those a year. Did you see that?
This has gotten out of hand.
No, there's 5,000 a year of people doing that.
Okay,
it's crazy.
Check this
yeah.
out. One more.
All right, well, let's hear
two more.
Two more.
Two more.
You're going to love this one. I don't care. You're going to love this next one.
Okay. Okay.
In Memphis, Tennessee, a woman is not to drive a car unless a man warns approaching motorists or pedestrians by walking in front of the car that is being driven.
Okay.
Now, last one, and this is fucking crazy.
It can't get any
crazy. The White House, there are 13,092 knives, forks, and spoons. Add the 13,092 up together, all those letters, numbers, and you get six.
Six. They got that. These lasers hitting these fucking planes.
Yeah, I know. They're trying to screw them up.
And they're saying it from the plane that, hey, you know what? There's someone in this car, in this vehicle, that's shooting this laser right at our eyes.
It happens all the time. I'm telling you, that happens.
Well, they're
very
being arrested now.
I know.
They're being
arrested. It's against the law, of course. But they still
do
it.
It's so fucking dangerous, man. A plane. Those things that you buy at Walmart.
Yeah, like
a
laser
pointer. You can hit a plane?
They're hitting these when they're landing.
Oh, and what's happening? What's the problem?
Well, they're diverting the pilots.
Yeah, they're fucking with their eyes and their vision.
Little laser pointers.
That's a train, isn't it? Is that a plane?
Yeah.
Oh, that is.
This last one in New York almost. All right, are you done with your sound effect here? This last one almost.
He's enjoying
New York.
Himself over there.
Get to the crash.
Yeah, where's the crash?
It was coming.
Let the man have it. Let him play around.
Okay, let him have his crash.
Let the sound engineer do his thing.
Wow, there it is. Okay, great. Sorry, okay. I ruined that one. But this last one in New York, the pilot said, you know what, I'm having a hard time seeing this guy's hitting me right in the goddamn face.
Well,
They arrested that prick.
Damn right. It's against the law. So. What about that plane that crashed? That was ISIS. They took responsibility for that.
The Egyptian
plane. I guess a Russian plane.
I feel so sorry for these Egyptians now because no plane from Egypt can come out of there.
Well, there goes their tourism industry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Chris, weren't you talking about Ben Carson's house? Some oddities of
Hold on, I'll show it.
Maybe
to you.
Nick can come up with some sort of explanation for this.
People are having a ball.
I'd love to hear
this
one because I have
Nick,
no idea.
What's your take on this?
I mean,
there's got to be something that's
what's going on with it. First, tell our listeners about.
I don't know. Chris was telling me about. Yeah, it. I don't know anything about it.
There's a lot of bizarre stuff in his house. Like he has whole, like, just walls as just a homage to him. Okay? It's just like.
Homage to him?
Yeah, I don't think that's
like
said.
Photographs of him.
Okay, so what?
Like, but, I mean, it's really bizarre stuff. And then over his, like, over, like, the mantle in the main, like, the living room is a giant, like, photograph of him. Okay? Just, like, standing, like, with his arms crossed.
You're kidding.
And then there's this other huge photograph, like, a oil painting of him with Jesus. Okay? With, like, Jesus and
this wasn't in the movie, man.
Yeah, this is all actually.
Oh, my God. He had a movie about
He did, yeah.
Yeah, I watched that movie
about
him
being
doing
a surgeon
a brain surgeon.
Oh, it was like a documentary about him?
I cried in
no,
the
no,
movie.
No. It was with the guy
no, it was
from,
some,
oh, my God. The,
oh, they made a movie about him.
About him.
Oh, that's right,
oh
they did.
God,
that's
the
right.
Jerry Maguire guy. What's
yeah.
his name?
Yeah. He won the Academy Award.
Yeah.
Cuba Gooding?
Yeah, so he plays Dr. Ben
Carson.
Oh,
I haven't seen that.
I watched that and I cried. I thought it was one of the best movies. And then I got to deal with this idiot. It's not even like him.
Well, the man's got an ego. So what?
Hold on.
Him with Jesus, a big full-size picture of that?
Okay,
are you kidding me?
Where's the picture? I want to see that. Is that
okay,
it?
Okay, so that's the one over the mantle.
Yeah. There's him with the Bush family. That Nick should approve of that.
Look, here's him with Jesus.
Oh, with his hands
God.
On his shoulders.
Yes. Okay,
that's nice.
Well, that's symbolic. That's symbolic. Okay, come on. That means that Jesus
what
is behind
is
him.
Oh, wow.
He's
that?
Guiding him while he's doing surgery.
Oh, I got you.
Hold on here. You
I mean, I often think that when I'm, you know, curing an ingrown toenail.
What the fuck is that all about?
I pray for divine guidance. It's a very intricate surgery.
I hope you don't screw up someone's toenail. What the hell?
Yeah, who cares? It's just a toenail.
Look at that one, Armand.
Yeah. What's this one?
What's it say?
By humility and the fear of the Lord.
How does that keep happening? Hold on. Here you go.
Trying to read
Start that again, Armand.
By humility. You want it as Bernie Sanders or me?
By humility.
By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. Proverbs.
Proverbs?
Oh, they forgot the R.
Yeah.
Proverbs 22:4. I hope you got the right chapter and verse anyway. Yeah. Proverbs.
And then it's just
you
like
think Nick,
can
that?
You break that down more?
Is there something
because
significant about that,
you're going to look into that. I got a feeling.
I just look at the numbers.
I don't know. I think there's something Beelzebub is behind that one. That's something Dante would come up with.
Beelzebub.
You ever heard of the Bible code?
No.
I have heard of this, yeah.
Man, I don't know. I gotta look into it.
Yeah, it sounds evil. Sounds evil to me.
You ever heard of, you know who Akhenaten was?
Yeah, sure.
Akhenaten?
Yeah, Egyptian. Yeah, Egyptian.
There's a theory out there.
That's Netanyahu, isn't it?
There is
the Prime Minister of Israel?
No. Akhenaten?
Okay, go on.
There is a theory that...
That's Netanyahu.
Yeah.
Similar, very close.
Obama was cloned from Akhenaten.
I don't doubt that at all. Obama's got to be cloned by someone.
Yeah, I
check this out. If you look at Akhenaten's wife and children, the busts of them in the museum, they look like the first family.
Son of a bitch!
Wasn't she a pharaoh, too? Wasn't Akhenaten's wife? Was it Nefertiti?
Nefertiti.
Yeah, she got a big, long neck.
Hey, Chris, how are we doing on time here over here?
We are about 3 minutes away from being 1 hour.
Oh, three minutes away.
It's a good show.
It's a
cares?
Great show. We're
cut the 20 minutes
time.
Of you trying to read that commercial.
Shut up. He's going to get rid of that dumbass. I don't want to hear about that fucking 2 minute ordeal anyway.
Autobletrial.com.
He looks like one of the Jackson 5
will not stand, man.
I'm saying, dude.
Have another drink. Relax.
I will.
Jesus Christ.
Bower Hill.
I got him pissed at me. Nick's pissed at me.
Everyone's pissed at you, man.
You're a dickhead. You're a walking dick. You got a former old teacher pissed off.
Oh, he's a jerk too. Oh, and by the way, Nick, I want you to look this up. Is Thomas Jefferson a Democrat?
He's a dead person.
Yeah, that's right. Was he a Democrat?
We're great on that.
He's a Democratic Republican.
I don't think he. There was Democrats.
That's
at that
correct.
Time, was there?
Democratic Party was founded in 1828.
Well, by
the Johnny.
That's right, Bill. Attaboy.
Yeah. So you know what? So
I haven't seen that movie in a while. Have you seen Stripes lately?
Who the hell wants to see Stripes
funny
anymore?
Funny movie. It was all right.
Oh,
poor guy's dead. Harold Ramis died.
That is sad.
He's from Wash U. He's a Wash U guy.
Yeah, the guy with the glasses.
Yeah, he died young. He's pretty good. He's a good writer.
What did he die of? Probably cancer.
Was it heart attack or cancer? I think. Yeah,
always cancer. Always taking out good people, man.
Yeah, the bad ones never get. They're immune. What do you got?
Tell me that ain't Michelle Obama.
Oh, you got it. That sure is.
And look at the girls.
Yeah,
that's the first family.
Malia and Sasha.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Well, I like to take a look at this, too.
Right on cue. Attaboy. Attaboy, Chris. Got a plane crash now?
Shut up. That's not that.
Those are busts of Akhenaten's family, and that they look like the first family.
I bet you got a fat ass like Michelle, too.
There's more about this theory, not just that they look like, you know, these busts, but I'm not even going to try.
Keep it for your show. They love stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to have any sidekick or side partner?
Yeah, what are you going to do about that? You were commenting about how difficult it was.
I want to have a co-host, and yeah, it's difficult to speak.
See, wait a minute now.
Speak,
before the show started, you were complaining about how difficult it was to talk for an hour straight. I try to relieve you of that problem by not letting you talk at all.
Well, my co-host is going to... My sidekick there is going to behave himself or herself, and they're going to follow strict directions.
I was
going to
apply
rules
for the job.
And they're going to speak only when spoken to and directed to answer.
That's right.
That is wise. I think
Armand, you could fill out an application right down here at the front
desk.
Yeah, right.
Let me just tell you.
You can fill out an application on my sweet little white lily ass. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is what my podcast is going to make the world a better place. This is what I'm doing.
I'm telling you right now, Nick, I love your
very
show.
Noble.
I really
thank you.
Does relax me, and I start thinking
listen,
about it.
I was offered my own show, too. Where I remember I could discuss the stock market and other sundry things.
I think that'd be great for you, man. I think that's right up your alley.
So if I bring the witch in, what are you going to ask her? Off the top of your head, what would you like to ask her?
What does she look like?
Dude, like I said, I'm 45.
Yeah.
She's my friend's mother.
You're 45?
Yeah.
Are you really?
She's about 65.
That's another thing. That witch has put a fucking spell on this guy because my wife's seen him and she said, who's that 22-year-old guy?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He's a good-looking 45-year-old guy.
He's like that Peter Pan commercial for Geico now.
Yeah, I can
imagine.
Floating
around.
Yeah, I can imagine the interaction between Armand and the... And the lady comes in like
I think it'd
it
be
being
the
along
greatest,
the lines
Nick.
Of.
I think it shoot
gonna,
the ratings right off
happen.
The
yeah.
fucking.
No, I see it being along the lines of.
I'm here for the gangbang.
No.
Well, personally, I have some questions I would ask her that I think I would try to be reverential and deferential.
Hey, you got to be a little reverent about this,
yeah,
you know?
Because most people are just so in the dark about this kind
of
thing.
Like, yeah, I think it'd be very interesting. And, I'd rather have a stripper, but
we're working on the stripper, but you got to let me finish these fucking commercials here to bring in on the stripper. Because right now, I'm even working a big fucking billboard on the highway, on a major highway with all four of our faces on there.
What? On no what kidding. Highway? What
well,
highway?
I'm telling you right now. Man. It's Jono's little Ocho hey, man's
yeah,
doing
yeah,
here.
Yeah, there is no
billboard, huh?
Bleep that out.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You're going to put that on a billboard?
Yeah, with our show, Behind the 8-Ball, and we got some
and
sort
an
of...
8-Ball, and we're behind it?
Something with the 8-Ball.
Chris,
with,
are you
with
involved
us?
In this?
I may be.
Very, very cryptic.
Well, it's us four, so...
Oh, Chris? Are you the guy on
our show?
He doesn't do anything.
Well, shit, that's one of our big key guys
here.
Can't
get the sound effects right.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, you have...
Jumping ripped, all
there's
over
your trifecta.
The hell? I want all three of
there's
them.
There's a trifecta. You hit all of us now. Yeah, you're a devious
prick. That's really no different
I'm just
than
in
any
the mood.
Other show.
Yeah, I'm just in the mood today. Yeah.
Hey, you want to give one more plug here, Bernie?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You try. It's more fun when you do it.
Hey, folks, remember to check out all our shows on Lineup Media Group for shows like as Chasing Puck with Panger on NHLPodcast.com. How's that sound?
Did
huh?
you say
that's
that right?
That's a good one, yeah.
I said that right, Dick.
He left the S off. Off the pucks, but that's
right.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I was reading it myself, and yeah, something was
okay.
wrong.
Okay, I'm
say it
sorry.
Again.
Let's say it again. I don't mind saying this. It's such a good show. I can't wait to listen to the show. Yeah, it comes on today, by the way.
Oh yeah,
Chasing Pucks with Panger on NHLPodcast.com.
That's it.
That was correct.
You're on the clock, NHL, and more, my friend. Check it out. It's now on. LineupMediaGroup.com.
Now, what's that's the next it. One? Let me read the next one. What's the next one?
You want to share the next one?
Yeah,
which one
is it?
Give us our give us the Amazon
yeah,
plug again, there, Bernie. There you go.
Where is that? Where,
Amazon plug right there.
I think Bill Clinton would do that one.
Here's some lighting.
I bet it'd be easier for you to do it as Stallone.
Yeah.
Okay, ooh. I'll do a little bit of it as
next week. I'll do that.
Next week, if you like snow, give us some love.
What'd you just do, Bernie? Bernie's your guy. You know,
Bernie's
you
better.
You do sound Bernie.
Amazon plug. If you like the show. To give us some love. What does it say? The give us some love. You mean then?
Okay, can you read this thing?
Then?
What's the matter with you?
Then.
What
the
it says
yeah, 20 then. Minutes. 20 minutes.
It says the.
Then.
You can't read?
Then.
Yes, then. Okay, well, somebody screwed up.
All right. Well, yeah. Do it. Yeah.
There should be a semicolon in here, too.
Oh, for love of God. I got a teacher here.
I'm not going to. There's a dangling participle
would you
in
just
this.
Do
I'm not going
to
read this.
Would you just do it?
God.
Fucking schleprock.
This is poorly used gerund. If you like the show. Then give us some love, goddammit.
Give us some love,
goddammit. The next time you're going to buy something on Amazon, before you do, got. See now they screwed it up again. Got to our. Who wrote this?
He did.
I know, it was.
It says got.
Probably Tony, our intern, put it together.
It should be go. That's two fuck ups.
All right, I'll do it. If you like the show, then give us some love. The next time you're going to buy something on Amazon, before you do. Go to a website.
Does it say got or go?
Ochoman.com and
it.
Click the Amazon banner. It doesn't cost you anything, but we get credit for it, my friends. The referral and all that goes to us. Help us keep the show on the air.
And enough of Hillary's goddamn emails. Damn it.
God damn it.
God damn it.
All right, hey. Are we almost at an hour here?
I think so.
We're over an hour.
No, we're over an hour. Great. Hey, guys. Well, have a great weekend.
Hold on.
We ain't got time for
no
the picks.
Picks.
My pick, my big pick is -11.5 for Cleveland. Not Cleveland. What was it? Carolina taking on the Titans. I love the Titans in the spot. I don't think it was 11. That was the Green Bay game. I'm sorry. That was 7.5. Whatever. I like the Titans at home here. Underdog against Carolina. That's the one game I like. Any stock picks real quick?
Mallinckrodt Chemical.
There we go. Nick, when's your show coming on?
My show, I'm going to tape it today. It should be, hopefully, if I can get it to Chris today, and he can have it up today, hopefully.
And, Chris, we got the big film festival tomorrow, Aram at the Loop. If you're in St. Louis, come to it with me and Chris, and you'll get to meet us and watch a great show, to watch a great movie. From the Ocho Man and the crew, we are out of here, my friends.
We'll be right back. The cops get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
The Ocho Man, behind the eight ball. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes podcast store.